The founder of Bob Jones University said,
"The measure of your responsibility is a measure of your opportunity."
Internationally known evangelist Dr. Bob Jones Sr., during his earthly ministry, was one of God's great warriors for the faith. The message we bring you now illustrates one of the principles on which he founded Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.
My friends, in my lifetime as a minister of the gospel, I've had so many people come to me and say, "You know, Dr. Jones, I don't understand so-and-so." Well, I've said I don't either. I never hesitate to tell people I don't understand. We're living in a world where there are many things we cannot understand. I never have understood why a good God lets a little baby cry in pain. I never have understood it. I've never understood why a good God lets some good people get sick and stay in bed and suffer excruciating agony. I don't understand. I've never understood why God took my mother away from me when I was 14 years old and needed her so much. I couldn't understand. I didn't understand then. I don't understand now. But you know, the fact that there are so many things that I don't understand never disturbs me, in the sense that it makes, these things do not make me question God. I'll tell you what I know. I know if God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son to die on the cross to save people. I know if God did that, and I know he did that, then I'm not worried about the things that God does that I cannot understand. You know, as I've said so many times, if God told me why he did certain things, I still wouldn't understand, because God would have to use a vocabulary with which I'm not familiar. You know, the vocabulary of time is not the vocabulary of eternity. This is a little kindergarten down here. Why, time, a little span. Think of the eternal ages. From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Why, do you mean to tell me that the vocabulary that you get in eternity, that you can understand all those big words down here? God inhabits eternity. There was a time when there wasn't anything. There wasn't a flower. There wasn't a star. There wasn't a dewdrop. There wasn't a rose. There wasn't anything except God. And he filled eternity. And the God that made an atom so wonderful that you can't even understand that, made a universe that's never even been discovered by man, stars that no telescope's ever found. How could you understand all about that kind of a God? But you know, many women, one of the hardest things for me to understand, and I don't try to understand it, I simply know it's so. And that is how God seems to give some people the breaks and others don't get them. How in this world some people seem to have opportunities other folks didn't have. Some time ago I was in Japan, and I preached one day in a truck out on the street, and several thousand people stood and looked and listened. I had to speak through an interpreter, and that's not very easy for me. When I got through, I had to make it as simple as I knew how. I said, now, if you have never accepted Christ as your Savior, and you believe now He's the Son of God, and you believe He died to save you and that He's the only God you need, and you will today trust Him as your Savior and accept Him and turn your back on all other gods, I want you to just move up here to the front. And 253 people out of the crowd moved up to the front and knelt down in the middle of the street and on the sidewalk. And I looked at them. I said to myself, I live in a land where they've heard about God all their lives. And I said, here are these people, at least 90% of them, never heard the gospel and never knew about Jesus Christ. Now, of course, there's salvation in no other name except His name. Anybody ever goes to heaven will go in the name of Christ. But I got to thinking about the responsibilities of people in America. You've heard a church bell ring every Sunday. And the first book that some of you ever put your baby hand on was a Bible. And the first name that your mother ever whispered in your ear, when you laid the nurse laid your little head on her arm, was the name of Jesus. What an opportunity you had. 90% of those 253 people that knelt in the dust of that street in Tokyo, Japan, had never heard the name of Jesus. And you've heard it, some of you, until it means nothing to you. And you've heard the old hymns come to you over the radio. And you've heard the story of the gospel and God's redeeming grace over and over and over. What a sinner you are if you have rejected Jesus Christ. Now, I believe that there are degrees in hell. And I believe there are degrees in heaven. I think that saved people go to heaven and unsaved people go to hell. But I don't believe that there will be the same degree of punishment there. And I don't believe there will be the same degrees of rewards in heaven. Some folks have had better opportunities than others. But you who are listening to me have had opportunities. Now, men and women, when you know the gospel and you've heard about Jesus Christ and have had an opportunity to accept it, remember the measure of your responsibility will be the measure of your opportunity. Now, let me ask you something. I'm going to suppose for a minute that for the first time in your life, you're hearing the gospel. I'm going to suppose that never before has anyone told you about Jesus Christ. Now let me tell you in 1 minute about Him. He's the Son of God. He was born of a virgin. He was God manifest in the flesh. He came from heaven to earth to die. He went to a cross, and on that cross was wounded for your transgressions. He bore your sin in His body. He was not killed. They tried to kill Him but couldn't. He laid down His life Himself. He said, I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. He went to a tomb, was buried, but the third day He rose from the dead. He picked up His life. He's up in heaven. He's the world's only Savior. He said, Him that cometh unto me, I'll in no wise cast out. And if you will come to Him right now, right where you are, in your heart, and trust Him as your Savior, you can be saved. And you can be saved right where you are now. Now, if you are not saved and you reject Him, you'll never have any excuse. I've given you the gospel. Why don't you trust Him? Our Father, When we get to heaven and walk down shining streets of gold under a cloudless sky, help us to meet somebody up there sometime on the street of gold who heard this message and through this message accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior. We pray this prayer in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
You've heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. Listen for another message from The Word of Truth, sponsored by Bob Jones University.